Well, welcome everybody to another edition of the Last Christian Radio Show. My name is J.D. Williams here in Texas. That's Mr. David Paxton there in New York City. And David, we're done with YouTube. I'm done with socialism. I'm done with communism. I'm done with them telling me how I'm supposed to think and what I can and cannot say as an American citizen. I am done with YouTube, and I hope everybody else is too. There is not an American here that wants to be told, this is what you've got to think, this is what you've got to do. Well, YouTube is trying to get away with it, illegally, I might add. Number one, there is supposed to be a religious portion to the Constitution, which allows us to profess our faith in Jesus Christ without being told that we also have to include other religions that do not believe in Jesus Christ, and that through those religions they go straight to hell. There's also supposed to be a right of a freedom of the press. I'm a member of the U.S. Press Association, as are you, and that is supposed to be uninfringed. They're breaking that constitutional amendment as well. And finally, all United States citizens are supposed to have freedom of speech, and they're obstructing our freedom of speech by taking down videos that contain factual information and telling us that we've got to talk about fiction. Well, we're done with that. So I'm going to start it like this. Vaccinations are not good. Vaccinations can lead to cancer. I'm going to bring that up later in the show. If you don't believe me, I got the stats to prove it. Number two, the Ukraine is going to lose. We're sending billions and billions of dollars over to the Ukraine to where the Bidens can put money in their pocket. Now, we're going to be talking about that. We're also going to be talking about the fact that CNN is already talking about what they need to do with the next COVID, and what they're going to do with the next COVID is with climate change, when the people are ready to hear it, you know, because COVID can only go so far. Now, that's just a touch of real, honest, credible, unfiltered, uncensored truth, which this show will be about from now on. No more hinting around. No more trying to, you know, get by. We're going to tell you the truth, straight up. You remember that movie, You Can't Handle the Truth? You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to find out if the public can handle the truth or not. Go ahead, David. I rattled there for a while. Go ahead.
That was pretty good. Yeah. Yeah, I don't care what they think. Because, you know, it always comes back around, and yeah, we'll get the word out regardless. I don't know if you guys remember 1776. I wasn't there, but I heard stories about it, and it was a pretty interesting time. I think it was about 3% of the population finally stood up and said, okay, I think we're going to leave now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's getting to that point right here. They're right now, the libtards, okay, Democrats are... Mm-hmm. They don't know what to do because, you know, Cackles is just falling apart. She hates everybody, hates herself. You know, she's calling Trump Hitler, and it's the funniest thing because she's the one that acts like Hitler. You watch the videos next to each other, and they're both doing the same thing.
Well, to even go into that point a little bit more, the Nazis, they told you how to think. Republicans don't do that. But the Democrats do.
Yeah, I mean, that's how you know. It just, for everybody that's out there, when they're blaming the other side for doing stuff, it's because that's what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
That is not only the devil's way, but that was incorporated into communism.
Amen.
Okay, so when you see this, they call it socialist because it sounds better. Mm-hmm. You know, but... That's what they're doing. They want government control. The government's going to be your God, and we're going to tell you, you know, what you're going to like and what you're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're trying to do. Mm-hmm. That's the bottom line. That's what they're trying to do. So they're trying to paint that evil picture on the other guy. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter who the other guy is. In just this case, it just happens to be Trump. So they're going to paint him as the fascist, and they're going to paint him as, and all these people, we want inclusion, and I'm going to be the president for everybody, except if you don't think my way.
Yeah. Mm. Well, I do know that, you know, everything that they're doing is just pure evil. But here's the deal.
Mm-hmm.
The Democrats have one issue in this election, child murder. That's it. That is the only thing that they're focused on, is child murder.
They can't focus on anything else.
Yeah. If abortion, if your so-called right to kill a child is okay with you, and you don't mind going to hell for eternity, then make abortion your issue. Make that your issue. Mm-hmm. You know, if you want to go to hell for sure, no way around it, go ahead. Say that you're in favor of murdering children and see what happens to you in front of the great white throne of judgment, because your next destination is the lake of fire. End of discussion. I don't want to be there, and I hope none of my friends or acquaintances and you out there that's thinking, well, maybe we can get away with it, I hope that you change your mind, and I hope that you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and understand that the only thing the Democrats are trying to do is win an election to where they can ruin a country, run us into the ground. They want no borders, which means they want just everybody coming in, terrorists included, and believe me, a terrorist strike will happen sooner or later, okay? Get ready for it. They want to take the country down. They're saying Trump will take away your Social Security? Nope. But Kamala Harris will run up the amount that we owe so much that we can't pay off anyway. She'll run it up so much that Social Security will be gone. Guaranteed.
Hey, they're giving it all away. Not only getting debt, but it's giving all our money away, too. So we need to pray.
Yeah, go ahead, David.
All right. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you that you are returning as the king, and we are actually monarchists. So while we're here, maybe spread righteousness and truth and at least try and make this place livable and habitable and able to preach your word. Okay, Father? But your word does say that it will get this way at the end of the age. And here we are. So we're looking for your return, and help us to occupy until such a time as you do. And give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. I was thinking about it, David, when YouTube took down two of our videos. One of them was a completely religious video about Genesis. The other one was we mentioned COVID. Okay, so perfect place for this. Let's look at this one real quick. This is the number of cancer cases per 100,000 doses administered flu vaccines 2008 to 2020 and COVID-19s December 2020 to August of 2022. And I want you to look down there. Flu vaccines accounted for cancer cases of 0.0003. But COVID vaccines accounted for 0.43 cases of cancer. Now, that is a significant number, would you not say?
It's over 1,000 times more.
Right. So then I want to put this up there. Something that this is one I would never be allowed to do with YouTube, just to tell you. And if you don't believe me, go over to that socialist network and see if you can find this. Okay, here we go. All right, so this is Anthony Fauci. They're calling him the mad scientist, Anthony Fauci. And this reads, Anthony Fauci is the second coming of Joseph Mengele. I said it in 2020 that this dude is probably the most prolific serial killer in history. I was not at all joking with that statement. The blood of millions of lives over the decades lies on his hands. His track record would make Genghis Khan green with envy. Insofar as his touting of a 100% effective vaccine, new VAERS numbers have been published. 818,042 adverse events, 127,641 doctor visits, 83,412 hospitalizations, 92,017 urgent care visits, 26,199 disabled. In other words, it causes disability. 10,179 Bell's palsy. 10,304. How's that pronounced, David?
Myocarditis.
8,408 heart attacks, 2,631 miscarriages, and 17,128 deaths. Meanwhile, the fully vaccinated continue to dominate infection, hospitalization, and mortality rates. Nuremberg 2.0 awaits for SS Officer Fauci. And I happen to agree with that 100%. I think the guy ought to be he ought to be tried for treason. He ought to be taken out then and hung. Hung by the neck until he is dead. That's what I think. That's my position on it. What do you think, David?
And I think every few seconds, just push his feet up a little bit.
Yeah. Make him make it last. Make it last.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and then, yeah, nothing's too good for him. Now, surely Jesus can save him, but he still has to pay for the sins that he's done while here. And that's up to him and the Lord. But, yeah, I mean, it does at this point, it doesn't look like it. It looks like he was, you know, he sold out for the devil, because that is demon activity for sure.
Yeah, well, you know, he's just evil. He's just plain evil.
I mean, people don't realize he was the one that created that whole AIDS thing, okay? That AIDS was 100% curable, and he just kept it going because, you know, he's of the opinion that we need to depopulate the earth. And in their opinion, just like Margaret Sanger, why not start with the black community? And if you want racists, those are the racists, okay? Margaret Sanger started Planned Parenthood for the explicit purpose of reducing Negro deaths and extermination. Go read up on it.
Yeah, and that's factual. Again, can you handle the truth? Everybody out there, can you handle the truth? Because we're not going to hold back anymore. You know, I was thinking to myself the other day when YouTube took those two down back-to-back, but one of them, by the way, wasn't ever even published before they took it down. So that tells you that, you know, they're already looking at it, looking at stuff. And all that we said in that particular video was think for yourself. That's it. We said dissent is not misinformation. Think for yourself. Well, that was too much. They can't do that. No. Well, we can't let Americans think for themselves. Oh, man, that's a crime. And it went against their community standards for us to say that. Think about that for a second. Let that sink in. Dissent is not misinformation. Think for yourself. Does that sound like something that's dangerous? Because that's what they called it. They called it dangerous.
It's insane. That's what the devil does. He's terrified.
So when I was thinking about this, I said, oh, well, we're going to lose YouTube. And then I thought, wait a minute. Wait just a minute. What we say here is going to reach whoever God wants it to reach. I don't have to worry about numbers. I don't have to worry about that. I let God worry about that. What I got to concentrate on is truth and accuracy and facts. That's what I got to concentrate on. That and trying to lead people to accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. That's my only mission, and God will make sure the right people hear it.
Well, trust me, you know, when we go to X, you can put whatever you want on there. You know, and we're on Rumble with the long videos. So, yeah, it's not a problem. Listen, there's a lot of stuff out there. We don't need YouTube anymore. They cracked open that window into video online. But a lot of people are doing it a lot better without the censorship. So, hey, it was nice while it lasted. Thanks.
Yeah. Bye, YouTube.
We'll see ya.
Okay. Now, to get to some news, I do want to let you guys know that Israel, over the weekend, did finally attack Iran. Initially, they had planned to attack Iran, and the United States said, well, don't hit any nuclear facilities or, you know, nuclear research or any of that. Basically, don't hit anything. You know, just kind of hit a little something that doesn't really count. And Israel basically agreed not to hit the nuclear facilities. I don't think they agreed to hit anything else, but anyway, they agreed that they wouldn't hit the nuclear facilities. And then the Biden administration started whining, but we need to know your plan. We need to know what's going on. You know, we're sending you all this stuff, and we need to know what's happening. So Israel finally broke down and sent them what they wanted. which was immediately leaked by the Biden-Harris administration to the Islamic countries. So they knew what Israel's plan was, or did they? David, you had a unique take on that the other day that I think is probably true, because it didn't take them very long to go ahead and start this attack.
Yeah, when you're trying to find a mole in your clandestine group, I do this because, you know, I have a clandestine group. I got a cabal. I wish I could find them. But anyway, here's the deal. Here's what they do is, if they suspect a mole, they'll give everybody the secret plans, and everybody will have something a little different that's not in the plans.
Right.
So now they know, oh, if he said, you know, we're going to be there at 8 p.m., then we know it was Joey that said it.
Right.
Now, if he says, oh, if we're going to have, you know, blue pants on, then we know that Mikey said it.
Right.
So they put a little something different.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so what I suspect, you know, obviously they're not going to leak their plans to me, but they probably did that on purpose. They gave them some false information just to see if it would get out there. And then they're like, okay, now we know.
Yeah.
But it wasn't real information. They have another plan intact.
Yeah, which I was out of town Friday, and all of a sudden my phone started binging like everything, you know, and it, sure enough, it was, Israel had started an attack. And it was significant. It was a very significant attack, which leads me to this.
The Iranian Armed Forces General Staff has minimized the extent of damage resulting from Israel's assault on its military facility.
Believe it or not, that's it. they basically had nothing. But anyway, it's just, they hit about everything that they wanted to hit. Okay, they didn't go after nuclear facilities, but they did hit a nuclear research site, wiped it out. They also wiped out the plant that builds all their ballistic missiles, and they said that set them back at least 2 years. At least 2 years that they set back there. They also hit a lot of different military bases. But the big one that they hit was all of their communications. And what I'm talking about there is radar and all that. You know, so it's going to take them quite a while to get that back. So Iran is already yelling about how they're going to respond. Well, if they do, it would be the biggest mistake of their life, because they're blind. They are not going to be able to see anything coming. And they know that. And so what I have been told, and the sources that I have, say that Iran has sent through back channels information to Israel that they're not going to retaliate, which would be a really smart thing on their part, because now what Israel is hoping for, believe it or not, and I'm getting these reports too, what Israel is hoping for is that they do retaliate. Because then they can go over and they can take out those nuclear facilities. They can take out everything that they promised the United States they wouldn't do the first time. Well, the second time, it doesn't count. And with this attack, this last one, they told the United States about it after the jets were in the air. So, you know.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, we're going here now. Surprise.
Now,
here's the thing. I'm in some Israeli courses, and the people are over there, and they actually love our military, not the government so much. But then one of the people that was in there says she actually has friends who are Christians in Iran, and all the people there are turning Christian in droves, okay? So we really need to pray for them. And this is why the government is terrified. They feel that, and this is what she said, if the government thinks that if they leave, the whole nation will turn to a Christian nation because there's so many people, and that's why they're terrified of all this. So the people over there are praying, and they're begging for Bibles. okay? And they want their government removed. The people are good people, and they're receiving the Lord because they're all receiving dreams. There's dreams everywhere. Like entire families having the same dream of Jesus in one night, and they're all coming to the Lord. And they're begging for people to send whatever Bibles they can. And I'm sending her our shortwave radio so they can at least, you know, get our program in the shortwave and get some Christian radio over there. But we're going to look for ways to send Bibles over to Iran.
Amen. Amen. Well, I can tell you this. I've got a report. I think it came out last night that the Ayatollah Khomeini has a terminal cancer. He's 79, I think, and they don't expect him to last very long. So, you know.
Maybe he'll receive the Lord in the meantime.
I hope. I was just going to say, you know, people, you know, I'm sure a lot of our listeners are saying, yeah, and you guys will be really happy when he dies, right? And I said, no, I'm not buying that. Instead, I pray that he receives Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior before he dies. I really do.
Yeah, and he'll lead everyone else to do that.
Yeah, I don't wish hell on anybody. Now, they're also saying that his second oldest son, I don't know, I think his name's Muhammad, but I could be wrong on that, so don't quote me on that one.
Good guess.
Yeah, from what I understand, his second oldest son is kind of penciled in as being the next supreme leader, so obviously the apple does not fall far from the tree.
Yeah, you have to pick it up and put it in the apple shredder.
All right. Well, David, I'm having some problems with my sound right now as far as my audio goes. So what I want, the audio reports is what I'm talking about.
Want me to pretend I have a British accent and read it?
Let's talk about, number one, this organization I'm going to put up here on screen real quick. Everydaydose.com.
Yeah.
The coffee alternative. You want to tell people about that?
Do I or will I? It's two different questions.
Would you be so kind?
Oh, yeah, I will. Yeah, it's cool. It's like, it tastes like coffee because it's got coffee in it, but it's like a cool not caffeine, and it's got collagen, and it's got the mushrooms in it, and we use it all the time. Let me see if I could pull up the little advertising I wrote for it, and then I'll read it to you.
I kind of hit him up, you know. If I'd have warned David it was coming, he would have had that on screen already, but that's okay.
Let me see. Is it over here?
I'll tell you what. Let me play this.
Oh, wait, I got it right here. It says,
you got it? Okay,
make your mornings brighter and your mind sharper. Try Everyday Dose today. The coffee alternative. Everydaydose.com/hidden day. Hey, how was that?
That was good. That was good, David.
All right. Okay.
All right. So anyway, if you guys are, you know, coffee drinkers, David and I are for sure. if you're coffee drinkers and you want to drink a little bit more coffee, but you're tired of the jolt and then the drop off, you know how coffee gets you all wound up and then all of a sudden you just boom, everything falls out. Well, you don't have that issue with Everyday Dose. So anyway, that's it. If you guys want
to, how boring is that?
If you guys want to get that, then we would be happy because it does help us. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah, it helps support us.
It does help us.
Begging you for money and telling me, oh, the Lord told me that 14 of you are going to send $1,000 in. Nah. If you like coffee, buy this. It helps us out.
Well, now, one thing I do want to do here in the first half of the show, and then hopefully we can get everything fixed for the second, is one of the videos that YouTube decided was too much for them, which was a religious, it was 100% religious, okay? I mean, it was Genesis. We were talking about Genesis, the very first book of the Bible, and we were talking about Cain and Abel. And David gave a study on it, and by the way, you can still find that on, you can go to lastchristian.net, you can find all our stuff there, or you can also go to Rumble. And we'll get that link put in there for you for that particular show. So you can still get it. YouTube thought they were doing something, but really they didn't. You know, so.
Nah, they don't.
But the thing I'm trying to get at here in a long-winded way is, David, can you kind of just do a summary of that show in 2 minutes and 52 seconds?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can just go on Rumble and watch it. But we were talking about Cain and Abel and, you know, some of their lineage and the whole everything behind the fight and all. So that was a lot of fun. But I really wanted to talk about something else, too, because, okay. You know, like, so Abraham, you know, you remember Abraham, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Milcah is like her niece, and she had born children unto the brother Nahor. Okay. So Nahor was his brother. So they got these twins, and they're named Huzz and Buzz. I don't know if you knew that.
No, I did not.
Yeah. So we talk about Huzz and Buzz, and they're related to Abraham. But that's not really one I want to talk about. I just think they're great names, and if I have
yeah, that's pretty cool. I will give you credit. That's a good name. Yeah.
But when it says whoever, you know, he's talking to Abraham, and he says whoever curses you, I will curse. Mm-hmm. Right.
Right.
That literally means, in the Hebrew, it says whoever makes light
mm-hmm.
of you and your offspring. So it's not even just, you don't even have to come out of curse. You're just, oh, yeah, Israel. Or if you're calling them all Zionists, or if you're just dismissing them. No, the church replaced Israel. Be careful with that.
Yeah, very.
Okay? Because it literally says, not if you curse him, I'll curse you. It literally says, it's two different words. It says, if you make light of Abraham and the contract that I have with his offspring, mm-hmm. then I will utterly destroy you.
Yeah.
Is what it said.
Yeah.
So it's not just, hey, I'll curse him who curses you. It's literally, even if you're making fun of him,
mm-hmm.
he says, I will utterly destroy you. Mm-hmm. So you really got to be careful about what you're talking about with Israel, especially all you Christians out there. They're like, they're putting them off. And if you're dismissing them, because he has a contract with them. Yes, they're mm-hmm. apostate right now. Yes, mm-hmm. we pray for them to return to the Lord. Mm-hmm. Yes, they will after the fullness of the Gentiles comes in, like Paul talks about. Mm-hmm. Okay, even Jesus himself said, you won't see me until you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And mm-hmm. Zechariah says, the third of them, they will turn as a nation, turn to the Messiah. So keep praying for him. Sha'alu shalom Yerushalayim. Pray for mm-hmm. the peace of Jerusalem. Mm-hmm. That being said, if you're Gentile right now, or even if you're a Jew, you can still receive Christ and become part of the ecclesia. We're called out of being a Gentile, called out of being a Jew, and joining the bride of Christ. Okay? And if Lord willing, if we're still here, we'll talk more about that in the second half of the show. Goodbye.
Are you weighed down by life's issues and challenges? Do you need rest from the day-to-day grind? Then the Word of God broadcast is your listening station. The Word of God broadcast is a Christ-centered ministry, sharing God's marvelous Word. Here you will find you rest from the things of the world. Join us each Saturday at 7 p.m. Eastern or 6 p.m. Central Time on Revelation Radio Broadcast. The Word of God broadcast plants the seeds, and the Holy Spirit adds the essential nutrients to ensure every soul's growth for the harvest of Jesus' soon return. If you want to learn more about God's Word, eternal life, and His Son, Jesus Christ, join us each Saturday at 7 p.m. Eastern or 6 p.m. Central Time on KRRB Revelation Radio.
Ready to start your day on a new level? Meet Everyday Dose, the coffee alternative that's more than just a caffeine fix. Check out more and grab your first dose at everydaydose.com/hiddenday. Why it's different. Everyday Dose combines premium coffee with brain-boosting ingredients like mushrooms and collagen, giving you focus, energy, and mental clarity without the jitters or crashes. It's the clean energy your body craves. Check out these benefits you'll love. Say goodbye to coffee crashes. Boost your mental clarity and focus. Support your immune system and overall wellness. Feel energized naturally without the anxiety or jitters. Perfect for busy professionals, health enthusiasts, or anyone ready to upgrade their daily routine. Again, that's everydaydose.com/hiddenday.
God is at work in your life. The problem is that we are too distracted by temporary things to see the big picture of what God is doing both in our life and in the world around us. God has called each of us to follow Him. What does that look like, and how do I do it well? We answer that question in our daily choices. My name is Norman Smith, and Run With Horses is a show dedicated to helping you thrive as a follower of Jesus. It is my goal to follow Jesus and pursue His work in my life with my heart, soul, mind, and strength. If you're like me, you know that the journey isn't easy, and we do it better together. Join me on Revelation Radio for an hour of conversation and encouragement to keep on when times are tough. You can find Run With Horses on Revelation Radio at our new time each Saturday night from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. beginning November 4th. Keep running.
And welcome back, everybody, to the second half of Last Christian. Again, my name is J.D. Williams here in Texas, and that is Mr. David Paxton all the way from New York. And, David, I think we've got our audio issues taken care of. So I want to play you this one. This is about Hungary. And the reason I'm playing it is because of election fraud. Just listen to this one for a second here, and then we'll talk about it.
The US and the EU have backed calls by election monitors for the results of Georgia's disputed parliamentary election to be investigated. This, as Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban is set to arrive in Georgia on Monday amid an escalating political crisis in the Caucasus nation. Allegations of fraud and international criticisms of democratic backsliding have triggered protests and intensified public debate on Georgia's future. Russia denies allegations of vote interference. Pablo Gutierrez reports.
Prime Minister Viktor Orban's visit comes as Georgia grapples with unrest over its recent elections, which saw the ruling pro-Russian Georgian Dream Party claim a decisive win amidst widespread allegations of fraud. The Hungarian leader, known for his close ties to Moscow and opposition to Western liberalism, was quick to endorse the Georgia Dream's victory. Election observers reported severe irregularities, and pro-EU President Salome Zurabishvili has now called for mass protests, labeling the vote a stolen election. Pablo Gutierrez, Budapest.
Okay, so they're experiencing the same thing there that we experienced in 2020 with a stolen election. This is another one of those things that I couldn't talk about on YouTube that I am free to talk about now, and that is the fact that Trump won in 2020. There's absolutely no doubt about it. And whenever you look at the votes that were cast, there were actually counties where 100% of a county voted for Biden. And that is just, you know, common sense tells you that there's going to be at least one Trump voter, you know, probably a lot more than just one. So that election was stolen, and the Democrats are trying to steal this one, too. Here's what I want to say about that, and then I'll let you talk, David. And that is, if Trump wins this election, and he will, the real polls that I'm seeing have him up about 63%. If he wins this election, and he will, and they do something to not let him serve, there will be civil war in the United States of America. I guarantee it.
Yeah, everybody is they're livid. You can see it everywhere. People are just like, yeah, we're not going to play this game anymore.
Right, we're
and
done.
It's everybody, you know, they call it, they're like, they're Nazi. Yeah, they're every race and color is out there in support of the freedom. So it's interesting. We're definitely going to see something. Now, you and I are monarchists, but we're reporting on the, you know, like the sons of Issachar, was it? That, you know, they knew the times and they knew what to do. So that's our job, is to, you know, preach the kingdom and say, hey, all this chaos and mayhem that's out here, when the King of Kings is ruling, we won't even have this problem anymore.
Amen.
So that's going to be fun. I've seen some counties even had more votes than they had registered voters.
Yes. Yeah.
And I know the country did. And right now they're looking at, you know, well, how can you have more votes than you have registered voters?
What is the excuse for that? I haven't ever figured it out.
There was another, I just saw another video of, you know, Veritas came out, I think it was, and they got a guy that actually worked in Georgia, and he said, oh, yeah, they went in and they did this and they flipped the votes. Yeah, 100%. You know, just kicking the breeze like they do with those sneaky.
There's already states, Georgia may be one of them, that are saying there's no way they're going to have their votes counted. On
why not?
Night of the election. Florida called them on it and said, yo, our state's bigger and we can do it. Why can't you? You know, I mean, it's kind of a common sense. I think the other one was Arizona. Again, I'm not 100%. I hate to even mention something when I'm not 100% certain of facts.
There was a few.
Yeah, but I know that there's at least two or three that that say that they won't have it in. And also, there's other states that are saying that, that if Trump was to win, now this is coming from their Secretary of States, okay, that they will not certify the election if Trump wins.
Which, again, is illegal.
That is illegal. And if that happens, I hope that those people are immediately jailed and tried, because that's a federal violation there. So, you know.
Well, what we need to realize, too, is our Constitution actually calls for us to remove, by force, if necessary, an evil government. People don't recognize that. You know, read it. It says it's your duty and obligation to remove people who are going against this Constitution.
Instead,
with any means necessary.
Instead, the Department of Defense has just announced that they are allowing lethal force against American citizens that do not follow government mandates. Now, that's a scary proposition.
Exactly. So you know what's going to happen.
Yeah. Well, I know what's going to happen here in Texas. They're going to come in here and they're going to come in with what they think is really good armory, and they're going to find out that Texas is more highly armed than the United States Army is, and there's going to be a bloodbath, as Trump would say, except, you know, he said it in a completely different context. I'm saying it in a militant context. I can promise you that if they come in here and they try to pull some crap like that, there's going to be a bunch of dead soldiers laying around. I promise you, it's going to happen.
I'll tell you what, I think the soldiers are going to side on freedom too, because they are American.
Yeah.
Freedom, you know, and they're either going to say no, we're not going to do it, or they're going to turn on the gay ones that are doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it's like, sorry, we don't play that way here. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it happened before.
Yeah.
So I could see this is coming to a head and it's going to happen again.
Yeah.
So that's interesting. But they want to tear down the country because we're the only one keeping them from taking control of the whole world. And that's what the devil wants.
Yeah.
You know, he wants to rule and reign.
The Israeli war against Gaza and now going on into Hezbollah has been going on for a little over 6 months, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there has been all kinds of condemnations, declarations of you must accept a ceasefire. You know, they're not actually talking to the Israelis or to the Gazans. They're talking to each other about what they expect, okay, in the UN, what they expect. So I got a question. Why doesn't it apply to...
More than 120 people have died and another 200 were wounded following an assault by a paramilitary faction on a rural village in Sudan, marking one of the deadliest incidents in the 18-month-long conflict.
Sudan's rapid support forces are reported to have launched indiscriminate attacks on civilians in the village of Al-Saraiha, located in Sudan's Al-Ghazira state. According to state officials, at least 240 individuals were reported injured during the assault, with local media noting that heavily armed RSF fighters fired indiscriminately at unarmed villagers. Joseph Eckerson reporting.
Okay, so that's a year and a half, and they're firing indiscriminately. They're not warning people in advance like Israel does exactly where they're going to hit and when they're going to hit. But they just go in there and just start shooting people, and nobody complains. So what's the difference?
Can't even tell you. It's just, again, there it is. It's Satan blaming everybody else for what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that We're right at the end, Joe.
We are right at the end. Yeah, I mean, let's talk about that for a minute. Let's talk about that for a minute. Because, you know, the news is all fine and good. And I got all kinds of examples, like India and China for decades have been fighting about their border. And now they've just signed an agreement that they're going to get along. They're going to both patrol it, and they'll come up with all the plan for everything later. I've got an audio report on that if anybody wants to hear it. But, you know, I don't get it, David. We are at the very end, and is the is that great deception that is talked about in the Bible, is that already beginning to play out right now? Or are we seeing the opening salvo of that?
Yeah, we see. Things take a while because they got to permeate generations. And this all started with evolution in the middle of the 1800s. Because if you can get people to think that there's no reason why they're here, then we can get them to fight each other more, and we can get them to commit suicide, and we can get the population down to something that's just enough for our Nephilim sons and daughters to come out and inhabit them. And Satan wants to kill off, you know, the human race, because basically he was the crown of God's creation, and and now Adam is, and he wants to destroy that. I mean, yeah, we're here. We're at the culmination of all of history. Because, you know, it says that very clearly, as there's one day is like 1,000 years, 1,000 years is just one day. And regardless of how you might minimize that, the bottom line is it's specifically a prophecy verse where it says we'll have 6,000 years of earth history. And then this Sabbath year will come, and that would be the 1,000 or one day of reign of the king. And then it all ties in with the contract as well. You know, God is a just God, and he has to adjudicate righteously. So he has to demonstrate that the King of Kings can rule as a man on the earth in full righteousness in order to, at the end of that, go to the great right throne and say, okay, all you people, look, here's your demonstration, and then judge everybody. You can't just judge them without proving that the opposite is true. Right. So it all fits in when you actually really think. The problem is most people, and even most Christians, don't understand anything. Okay? They think, oh, it's just, hey, you know, if I go over here and do this and say these words, then y'all get to go into heaven. And no, it's a lot more than that. You know, it's a lot more. It's deeper. It's bigger. This is like the culmination of the universe. God can't just say, oh, well, okay, just forget it. I know you sinned and screwed up the entire creation, but don't worry about it. Forget about it. No, it has to be adjudicated properly.
That's crazy.
So, and that's what it is. That's what all of history was designed for, is so he can adjudicate all of this as the righteous king, and then replace it with the new heavens and the new earth, where there will be none of these people, because all of these ones have been tested like gold in the smelting pot, refined 7 times. We're refined, and there's going to be no sin in us when we get into the new heaven and the new earth, and that's going to be wonderful.
Yeah, great. Okay, I do want to touch on something here about one of the rallies that took place because of the fact that it got a lot of news play. And that's up there in your area at Madison Square Garden.
We avoided the city.
Madison Square Garden, Trump filled it, and MSNBC, which is a majority socialist NBC, they decided that they were going to compare it to a Nazi rally from the 1930s, despite the fact, well, David, I'll let you expand on that because you know a lot more about it than I do.
Yeah, this is it's a whole lot of fun. So this is the narrative going around. Hey, they're all a bunch of Nazis. They're all Nazis, and they're going to come out, and they're going to take everything, and they're going to have twins and kill everybody who's not like them, and all hell, the master race. All this nonsense, okay, because they have nothing else. That's why, okay? How could you run on cackles and Tim on Tim? You can't. How could you, how could you possibly run on that? They hate each other, you know? And when you see the Muslims in Michigan who that's all they do is push Democrats so they can get their people in. And then you see Chris Cuomo on CNN, kind of starting to back. Oh, well, Trump may be bad, but his supporters aren't that bad. And, you know, okay, well, they're just trying to hire Trump. Mm-hmm. And then you see this time after time. And RFK was a big Dem. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then you got Tulsi Gabbard, yep. Which she came over. Mm-hmm. And it was the funniest thing, the Babylon Bee, right? It says, Tulsi Gabbard discovers she's way too attractive to be a Democrat.
That's a good one. That's a good one right there.
Funny. So when you see all of their big hitters are jumping ship, mm-hmm. and they got someone who no one voted for. Even the Democrats are like, we didn't vote for this clown. What's going on? Mm-hmm. We don't want either one of them. No. So what else do they have? Oh, call them Nazis. And like everyone's going to all of a sudden believe them. Oh, yeah, they're Nazis. No, all they're doing is pushing away even more people.
Yeah.
Okay. Because now, and so all you see is videos. There was literally 100,000 people. There was 20 some odd inside, 70 some odd outside. It was 100,000 people in the streets. Mm-hmm. And it was all peaceful. Not like the rallies they had, you know, with the last time mm-hmm. when they started burning everything down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I remember that. They smashed a lot of stores. A lot of stores went out of business. A lot of stores I'd love to go to. And they're like, they just destroyed mm-hmm. them. Okay. Mm-hmm. I remember walking down, like right down the middle of Fifth Avenue. There's nobody on it in New York City. I took a video. Hey, look at this, everybody. There's zero people in the city because this is what they want, this dystopian atmosphere. But now all of a sudden there's 100,000 people in there and it's all like joyful and all this other stuff. The people are there. Now, there are some people that suspect Trump is like, you know, maybe he's just providing the hero that they want. And so we still have that. Mm-hmm. But here are the people just enjoying themselves. Okay. So I saw even one video and some people, they're like, yeah, we're all black and we're here at this. And they have black speakers at there. And you just saw the black lady singing the national anthem.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, this is the first black lady to sing at a Nazi rally.
How about all the Jewish flags?
Yes. And then all over the stadium and all outside. And, you know, I work in the Jewish neighborhoods. So here they are. And they're all Israeli flags all over the place. And everyone's getting along. Mm-hmm. And they love them in there. And they had a Jewish speaker. Mm-hmm. Okay, so they had the black speakers, the Jewish speakers, the Indians, you know, are all in there. And they're all out in the street rejoicing together. Yeah. You can see all the different people. Hey, I'm a black Nazi. I'm a Dominican Nazi. I'm a Jewish Nazi. We're all Nazis.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's that idiot Morning Joe. Who couldn't tie his own shoes if he tried. And
they're all crying on there. Like,
what's her name?
Oh.
She's just plain stupid. There's no other way to say it. She's just an idiot. Okay, so anyway.
And nobody watches them, but they keep putting them on. I don't get it.
All right, so if some of you guys are thinking, well, you know, they don't really plan this kind of crap, do they? Well, okay, let's listen to this one.
If a story comes up, they're going to latch on to it. They've already announced in her office that once the public will be open to it, we're going to start focusing mainly on climate climate, like global warming, and like that's going to be our next it's going to be our focus. Our focus was to get Trump out of office, right? Without saying it, that's what it was, right? So our next thing is going to be for climate change awareness.
What does that look like?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I have a feeling it's just going to be like constantly showing videos of like decline and ice and weather warming up and like the effects it's having on the economy and really talking.
Who's this science guy?
Head of the network, like just.
Who's that? Is that Zucker?
Zucker, yeah. I imagine that he's got his council and they've all like discussed like where they think.
So that's like the next
pandemic like story like that will be to death, but that one's got longevity, you know what I mean? It's not like there's a definitive ending to the pandemic, or, you know, like, it'll taper off to a point that it's, you know, not a problem anymore. I probably think it's going to take years, so they'll probably be able to milk that for quite a bit, you know, for cool.
So, climate change overload.
Be prepared, it's coming.
Stories, like right now, we had an inside track right now where two stories are going to be pushed. Climate change is going to be the next COVID thing, just so you know. We're gonna hone in.
Focus on it.
I love it.
But that's a fair thing.
You saw that coming.
But to commit to that as a network.
You said it's going to be like the new COVID.
Okay, so that's Charlie Chester. For those of you that are just listening, he is CNN's technical director, or at least he was at the time of the taping. And this was uncovered by Project Veritas. And they have come up with some great videos before. And every time they come up with one of these, it's not like, okay, we got busted, what do we need to do about it? It's like, we need to get rid of this guy because he outed us. I mean, that's really what it comes down to, right?
Pretty much. I mean, they eat their own, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I have heard where the there's buyer's remorse in the Democratic Party right now. Actually think Biden would be doing better than Kamala Harris.
They're probably right.
You know, and he's got Alzheimer's. He's senile. He doesn't even know how to put his socks on at this point.
Yeah, and that's a real shame what they're doing to him.
Yeah, it's elder abuse.
And then, his wife, Mrs. Curtain Dress, what's her name?
Jill.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah. She's like, who wore it better, my couch or Jill?
Yeah.
My grandmother's couch.
Yeah.
She put him up to. She just wanted the power too.
Well, you're right.
I mean, that's how it started. You know, she was his babysitter and seduced him years ago and had his wife killed. Yes, because we're not on YouTube. I could say that.
Yeah.
And because she wanted that power. She's the evil one in that whole thing. And he's just a doofus that, you know, thinks he's something because they gave him a lot of money and told him to say this. So now he thinks he's all that.
Yeah. I don't get it. I don't understand. People are again, the only thing the Democrats have, and if you guys, again, don't believe me, watch their commercials. It's all about abortion. That's it. That's the only issue they have. And they even distort President Trump's position on it, which is, I'll be honest with you, I'll just be straight up with you. His position on abortion is more more liberal than mine. You know, but it's not anything that people can't live with. You know, I mean,
we're gonna have to just pray for him.
Yeah,
you know, I think I was looking that up, and I think his position is it's not the federal government's position. The states are supposed to do that. And people like take offense to that. They want him to say come out and just say no. But technically, he's correct. Mm-hmm. It is not a federal position to have.
Yeah.
It does go to the states because the states are independent.
Yeah, and anybody that doesn't believe that, go ahead, pull up I invite you to look at the United States Constitution. If you can find abortion in it, I'll vote for it. Mm-hmm. I'll vote for Kamala Harris. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
give it your best shot.
How about all the old, if you did that in the old civilizations, even the bad ones, they would actually, you'd be subject to death. Because if you had an abortion, because that was the strength of their kingdom is how many people they have in it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're killing them off, and that's part of the reason they're letting all the illegals in is because the birth rates went way down. So they're like, we got to get people in here again. Just let people have a lot of babies and you won't have that problem.
Yeah,
you know, the Jews do it all the time. The Muslims do it. They all go, hey, this is how we take over. You know, they all have the same mentality of let's just have a lot of kids. That's how we'll take over.
Okay. Now, this show is going to be a little different from now on, guys, because we're not the chains are off. Okay, we don't have to try and, you know, be careful with our wording for fear of a video coming down. We don't have to do that anymore. We can just tell you the truth. So I'm going to end the show like this. This show was initiated and has been run and will continue to be run on with one thing in mind, and that is finding that last individual to accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior before the rapture of the church. And yeah, the rapture's real. If you don't believe it, I'm sorry, but it is. It's going to happen. It's the next thing on the prophetic calendar. It's a guarantee. If you're a non-believer, download the video, keep it, and then play it after we're all gone. Okay? The rapture's going to happen. And if you're still here after the rapture, you got to go through at least part of the Great Tribulation period, which is 7 years of the worst time that the earth has ever seen or ever will see again. And you can avoid all of that by simply saying, Lord, I'm a sinner. Please forgive me. I know Jesus Christ is your son. I know he died for me on the cross. I know he spent 3 days in the tomb, and then he rose again on the third day, just like he said he would do. He was seen by more than 500 people at the same time. And he spent more than 40 days on the earth, or 40 days on the earth before he ascended to heaven. But when he left, he let us know that first comes the rapture of the church. That's when every Christian, living and dead, will meet the Lord in the air. Then the tribulation comes. Mm-hmm. I don't want any part of that part at all. Father, I promise to follow you all the remaining years of my life in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. If you will pray a prayer like that and you mean it in your heart, you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you don't have to worry about what's going on in the world. And yeah, the world's getting bad, but you ain't seen nothing yet. It's going to get a lot, lot worse because Jesus said so. So, you know, just if you haven't accepted Christ, please do so now. That's all I can't make you do it. I can only encourage you to do it. And I know that that this show is played on more than 160 countries around the world. I know there's a lot of countries out there that have a different religion. No other religion's going to get you to heaven. No, you can't do good works and get into heaven. There's only one way. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through him. With that, David, I'll let you finish the show.
Yeah, it's all about the contract. Here's the bottom line. Okay, it's not about, hey, if I spin this wheel enough times or say enough Hail Marys or do whatever. Mm-hmm. Hey, you know, even Islam, you know, if I have enough good deeds, then I'll be making it into heaven. Or, for the quick pass, you could just kill yourself in jihad, and then you get to go in and you get all these virgins and whatnot. It's a bunch of hogwash. Mm-hmm. Okay, here's the deal. We were told in the beginning, this is what you do, okay? And we decided we're going to do what we want to do. It's called sin, mm-hmm. all right? Mm-hmm. Even if it's just a little bit. Just if the very fact that you think you know better than God in any way, shape, or form is a sin, okay? And that's why Satan fell, and that's why he tricked us into falling. You broke the contract, okay? You cannot earn that contract back. It's a contract, and you have it. However, it needs to be paid for. Here's the deal. Jesus was God, still is God, mm-hmm. became a man in order to pay off your contract between man, okay?
Amen.
Gave his own life to pay off that debt, so now you can be an ambassador for him. So if you accept that contract and say, Jesus, I will live for you now, I'll accept that contract. That's how your sins get paid for, okay? You just have to receive the contract and agree to it, and that's to love your Lord, your God, with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. Then you can be raptured with us as we go. So get to it, folks. Receive the Lord before we go. Amen.
Thanks again for joining us today for The Last Christian Radio Show. And be sure to tune in every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday right here and at www.lastchristian.net. Until the trumpet sounds.
It doesn't matter if you're a Democrat or Republican. It doesn't matter if you're an independent. The only thing that really matters is getting news that is correct. And you can only do that from the perspective of what God believes. If you want the real news and look at it from the lens of current events, tune in to The Last Christian every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday evening at 7:30 p.m. at www.lastchristian.net. That's www.lastchristian.net.